The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sometimes I have felt guilt for the safety I live with, for whatever has kept me alive when so many Black men, women, and children are dying. But lately, I'm trying to stare down my feelings of guilt, which are useless, paralyzing, indulgent. Guilt? Why not rage or conviction? Or motivation in the face of all that works against others who deserve, as much as anyone, to go on living their lives. Motivation to keep all of us safe. Today's poem, Pigeon and Hawk, by Marilyn Nelson, courageously names some of the forms of violence we live with. More importantly, it reminds us that such violence is not inevitable. We, in our rage and conscience and conviction, can play a part in what happens and what is prevented from happening. Pigeon and Hawk by Marilyn Nelson. A new grad student far away from home, I took every step on trembling ground. I knew no one. Who were my friends? The other Black student in the program ducked and rushed away when our eyes met. Seminar rooms were full of hungry dogs snapping up scraps of nodding approval. At the end of a campus reception, I accepted the offer of a ride from campus to my downtown room with bath. October. Evenings were getting cool. The walk over the bridge downtown felt dangerously long when it was dark. Did the young man who offered me a ride tell me his name? What was it about him that made me say, "Yes, thanks," like a damn fool? When we were in his car and he said, "Oops," he had forgotten something at his place he had to pick up and asked if I'd mind if we stopped there. Why did I say okay? Did we talk during the drive? Was the radio on? Did I just watch the businesses in thinning traffic become a suburb where his apartment complex was in a woods already splendid in autumn colors, so beautiful they took my words away? When he pulled up and said I should come in, it would only take a minute. Why did I go upstairs with him, wait as the key unlocked his apartment, and go inside? The building was silent. A big window in the living room looked at parking lots with a few parked cars and the glowing trees. He said, "I'll be right back," and disappeared into the bedroom. I turned to the view, thinking of nothing, my mind a blank page that grew emptier as the minutes passed. What was he doing during those minutes as I stood dreaming like a fat pigeon in the keen purview of a circling hawk? What could he have needed to go home for that was so important he had to go there first before he drove me home? Was he wrestling with opportunity? Human horrors are not inevitable. Some people stop themselves before they cross moral divides. A drinking buddy might say, "Cool it, bro," A cop might take his knee off a black man's throat. A young man might come out and say, "Okay, let's go," and drive you home. What was his name? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.